Blog Talk Radio.
Let's see your motion picture. Blog Talk Radio. Tune in. Sometimes we get emotional. Things that we be going through. A way to get it out without sounding clowny is overdue. I go in the vocal booth, but that's just a chosen few. You don't gotta suffer from love issues, there's hope for you. You stuck in the homie zone, don't know the rules. Relationship ended, you need closure soon. Or you trying to spice up your sex life. We got Jet Set Jazz to help you and maybe show you moves. And victorious will interject with intellect in case you go from friends to sex to lovers, or you get rejection, or you feeling disrespect and don't know how to deal. We ain't judging, we just touch on subjects. We know how you feel. Call in. Got our host game so official. It's deep even when we playing. You know it's called the emotion picture, cause you can see what we be saying. Tune in.
Dwarves taking turns doing handstands on the carpet. That is 20 dwarves taking turns doing handstands on the carpet. The first listener who can tell me what movie that is referencing will win the prize. Anyway,
from a movie?
Yes, from a movie. Yeah. Oh, did I made that up? No, I made it up. Welcome to the second to last episode of the Emotion Picture Radio Show. And I'm your host, Mr. Victorious. And happy to be here. To my left we have my esteemed co-host, colleague, comrade, Get Tim Jasmine from the mean streets of Clearwater, Florida.
Okay, he's got
that's
my...
your cue. You gotta talk now. That's
oh, okay. Good evening.
Good evening. Good night.
How are you, Vic?
I'm doing okay. I had frostbite a little bit earlier because I had to shovel, like, ice and stuff from around my car. So, you know.
Oh, I know nothing about that.
Yeah, well, you know, lucky you.
Yeah.
But how are you?
I am doing well. I was just having a restful evening with a glass of wine, celebrating and reminiscing. As we get closer to the last show, I'm getting more and more emotional. But I had a great day today. We did a sweetheart sweat at the studio.
Okay.
So we were out.
Whoa, what studio? You can't say the studio.
I know, right? At Body Altitudes Health and Fitness Studio here in Clearwater, Florida. We had about 10 couples come out, and couples, pairs, partners, friends come out and compete with each other for a day of working out. It was wonderful in our beautiful 77 degrees weather here in Florida. Okay, so it was a little closer to 71, but, you know, 77 sounds good.
Okay. And what if they want to do a sweetheart workout jump off? How do they find you?
Well, visit us at bodyaltitudes.com. Or any of the ways to reach me, we'll be happy to come out to you, bring our coaches, and get you and your sweetheart sweating. It was really nice. The couples were kissing and slapping high fives and slapping each other on
nice.
The head. Yeah, it was. The women
so
were
was
mean
like,
to the men.
Sweetheart swinging sweatshop.
Yeah, the whole
soiree.
Right. Soiree workout.
I'm taking this yoga massage course.
Okay.
So maybe y'all can hire me once I'm certified.
Absolutely. That would be really nice to do.
Oh, yeah.
After a hardcore workout.
Mm-hmm.
So what else is up? Do we have Shaw on the line?
I don't think Shaw is on the line just yet. He may be that. Who are we kidding, right? You guys know the show. Where he is. We don't know either. We don't know. First person to call up, 323-657-1479, and guess correctly whether or not Shaw will be on the line, will win a no prize. All right.
Okay.
So we're almost out of here.
I know.
So today's show, every year we do a show called Tell Me Something or Ask Me Anything, whatever. So what the show is about is that a lot of y'all have questions to ask Jasmine, Shaw, and myself, and we answer these questions. They can be about the show, about us, about politics, religion. And so we have some pretty interesting questions that I see. Do you want to jump it off now, or do you want to jump it off later?
I don't know, because Nikki Blue has been sending me some crazy emoticons at the questions that's been coming in. So I need to kind of like take a deep breath. Can we have a musical selection before we get to these questions?
Okay. Well, let's do that.
I'm nervous. I'm really nervous.
You're nervous about my musical selection?
No, questions and your musical selection.
Acting foolish, acting unresolute, it's because of Bacchanalia, like, cause Bacchanalia, like, acting like a sailor, who are the behavior, you don't know it's Bacchanalia, like, that's Bacchanalia.
that was Pharma Nappy featuring Imani Addiction.
Nice.
That's my song right now. So, we're gonna read some of these questions. Keyword some of these questions. And we're also gonna open the line for anonymous callers at 323-657-1479. This is like your second to last chance to give a call. All right, so hopefully we hear from some of our, you know, original callers and guests and all that. So, you want to start? Should I start? I think first we have like general questions for all of us.
Yes.
Do we do the shy voice? What should we do? Do we just skip?
Yeah, we should do the shy voice and we should answer.
All right, cool. All right, so the first question is, what is your favorite motion picture show?
Okay, that's a tough one, but as I've been thinking, I know. Yes, you're on it right now.
So, go ahead.
My favorite show is The Gaydar.
Okay.
It was so much fun, and you kept playing that song.
Oh, yeah.
I can't remember what it was, but we had we had JP on and Soul Sonic, and it was just a really, really fun show, and I enjoyed the shock factor of the guys on that show. How about for you?
You know, that there was a time, that wasn't my favorite show, but after we did that show, I realized that we had something. Like, always when we had something, but that show was like, oh, you know, we did a great show. You know, so it may be that. And that may actually be
a pivotal moment.
That may be my favorite. I had the most fun on that show. I had the most fun on that show. Yes, I'm going to go with that. I'm going to go with the good. So we had Soul Sonic call up and talk about any separate locker rooms for gay people.
Yes.
And also, you know, talked about Gay Island.
Yes.
And then Aisha called up and said that she didn't care if a man was kissing somebody,
if he was Italian.
Whatever. Italian, right. You know, so that was a good show.
Wow.
But then JP was kind of delusional because he had said that Puff Daddy wasn't gay, so it's kind of like, you know, we don't know. That was a good show.
Yeah, it was.
That was, you know, my most fulfilling show was the To Breed or Not to Breed. That was my most fulfilling show, though, yeah. You remember that show?
Why so? Why?
It was very therapeutic for me.
Okay.
You know, I spoke on something that I don't really speak on. You know, so I got to just basically air some of my dirty laundry out. And I remember there was a guest that was just coming from my neck, which was cool. I don't really mind that. So that was definitely the most fulfilling show and one of my most bravest shows. And, yeah, so that was that. Those are my two.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to stick with the Get Art. All the others, I mean, we had a lot of great shows, but that one just, it still makes me laugh just thinking about it. So that makes it a favorite. So here's another question. Which do you regret airing?
I regret airing To Breed or Not to Breed. Because same reasons.
Yeah.
You know, I'm glad I did, but it's kind of vulnerable. But you know what's funny? There is actually a show that I really regret doing, and I don't remember what show that was. I deleted it. That show no longer exists. I don't know.
And we don't regret it anymore. We just got rid of it.
Yeah, because it was a show, I think, that it was just so bad. We only had one of those, but I think it was just you and I, and chemistry was way off. None of my jokes were hidden. You know what I'm saying? Sound was bad. So I deleted that shit right away. So that's how we do with regrets. We just get rid of them.
Yeah, as everyone should. For me, the show that I regret airing was probably any of the shows where I end up being called a racist, a fat racist, a biracial baby racist. So that was probably the, was it the Jungle Fever show?
The Jungle Fever show.
Yeah, it was a good show, but...
No, it was called Zebrahead.
Zebrahead, yes, yes, yes. And, yeah, it was a good show, but it was, I don't know if I was taken properly, or some of my quotes were taken out of context. And then any show that we talked about weight, because I got a lot of backlash from people that are overweight, go figure. And I didn't become so popular with those people. But it led to the emotion picture.
You did get business, though.
It did. It led to the emotion picture Fit Club.
Fit Club, right.
Yep. Which,
you be about it.
That's right, where a lot of great things happened for a lot of people that were willing to take responsibility for the things they wanted to change. Yep. And that led to Body Altitudes, which is now a health and fitness studio. For those of you who are still struggling with your weight, come check us out. So maybe I don't regret it after all.
All right. So what's the next question?
Okay, this is what was the most controversial show? Anything that had the word fat in it? What else?
That was really interesting. Okay. The most controversial show. What was the most controversial show? Oh, man. There was, I think, any of our shows about, like, just straight about sex.
Yeah.
Were controversial. People would be on some, all y'all do is talk about sex. And they're like, yo, it's like once a year or something like that. And someone came to me and said, well, all the influence you have, you should be doing more and all that other stuff. So, you know.
I remember that. I remember that when we were talking about, like, hoes and stuff like that. People didn't like that.
Right. Yeah. You know, so.
I like talking
about. Next question we have, what was your favorite guest, craziest guest, worst guest?
My favorite guest was Trick Daddy. Because that was a show we didn't have to do any work. You remember Trick talking
the first Trick
homosexuality? Daddy. Yeah, the first
Trick
Daddy.
Is that your favorite, craziest, and worst? All in one?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
We had no control of the show. He was, the things that he was saying was so, it was so, we did not support a great deal of what he said, but it was my favorite because he was so funny and, we just kind of sat back and listened to, like, Uncle Trick talk. It was great. How about you?
I think my favorite guest actually was Trick Daddy.
Cool.
The first show and second show because it's Trick Daddy. Like, Trick Daddy saved my life before when he told me. That's a song, Fucking, I think
that
back in 1999, that saved me because I definitely... you know, I was breaking my brain over a thing, as Trick would say, and you know, my homeboy Jay from the city, he had gave me the album, the Thug.com album, and Trick set my shit right. I was right for like 2 years straight, which led to a lot of the material for the show. So yeah, it definitely was an honor to have Trick Daddy on the show and to be talking so long and to come back. The craziest guest was the dude that was on our show. We had the show about male domestic violence victims.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that crazy? But it was a guest. The dude, he wrote the book, and he was crazy rude.
Oh.
And then there was a caller. Then there was a caller, though, who he was just totally messed up. Like, I guess women just beat the shit out of him. And he was just talking on parables and... You know, he was all messed up. So that was the craziest guest. If you guys go to, I forget the name of the show, but go to the archives, and it's one of our domestic violence shows where we have men speaking up about their experiences, either being the offender or the offendee. So that dude was crazy. And the worst guest, I think, was the worst guest that the – was it the Virgin? Was the Virgin the worst guest? Who was the one that didn't answer no questions? The Virgin was pretty good. But there was a guest that didn't answer any questions at all. Who's a singer? Is it a Haitian girl with her?
Oh, Anushka. I wonder how she's
doing.
Was it
her?
Yeah, that was weird, too.
Okay, it was her. The version was cool. But yeah, whenever guests, they get on, they don't answer any questions. Yeah, it was her.
She was averting all the questions. But you know what? I do actually have another favorite guest. One of my favorite guests was actually when we had Hasan Salam on for the porn show. And it was one of my favorites because that turned into an amazing business venture for both of us. So from that show, we developed a lot of things with Jet Setting Jasmine and the Mile High Show. So another favorite guest. The emotion picture connects people, man.
What's the next question, Jess?
Okay, so the next question is favorite caller.
Best caller. Favorite caller was Smack, Homeboy Smack, who called up on our show, The 5 Second Rule, when we talked about dating the ex of your friend.
Yeah.
And he spoke about his experience with that, and that was pretty cool.
No, my favorite caller was Six, hands down. Six Starborn.
You can't say no. I'm sorry.
That's my
favorite.
That's good for you. That's great. But your favorite should be Six. When he called in to talk about his blind date that we did not set up with with Viv, and he was just
That was my favorite call. I still got to get Smack, my favorite caller, but
okay.
That was a pretty good call.
Awesome.
I remember that, yeah. I don't know who that person you spoke of was, but you said Viv, you said? I don't know. But that was a good call. I forgot all about that. Yeah, that was a good call.
So now they get a little personal.
They get personal?
Yes. They would like to know, what is your current relationship status?
We want to know that about me, or are they asking all of us? The shatter?
I can't hear his voice. What's your current relationship?
Yo, Shah, symbolized single. Shirah may not be, though. True.
That makes sense.
Yeah. So what are they asking? What's your current relationship? So you go first.
Well, the last time you guys checked in, I was in an open relationship, and it's still open.
Is that what you're calling it, open relationship?
Yes. Yep.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Can I say that too? Would that be me? You know more than me.
You probably should say DJ Victoria is single.
Well, no longer a DJ.
I know, but he's single.
Okay. No, I guess I'll go open.
Okay.
Open relationship for 500 Alex.
And thanks to the show, you know, we learned how to work those relationships.
I worked it.
Yeah,
thanks to, you know, we did have a show with some people with a combined experience of 100 years or so of polyamory, and we were consulted. Then there was the Swinger show we had with Saigon Kick and Skid Row drummer Phil Verone, among other things, which led to some business. So, yeah, we were taught by the best. But I would say that I'm in an ethical, keyword ethical and consensual non-monogamous relationship.
Ah.
Yeah, that's the grown term, the grown clinical term. That.
Somebody did their research after.
Oh, yeah, you know. We do a lot of research, and, you know, actually I put our producer Chastity to work and Rusty to work where they actually are a big part of my personal life because whenever I have, you know, an argument, I just have to research.
Say I want to do a show about it.
No, I had to research it. I'm like, see, look, Chastity says. But the next question is, how has the emotion picture changed your views on relationships? That would be almost the same thing, right? Like,
yeah, I definitely became more open to alternative relationships and also just listening to you guys once a week really influenced, I think it's made me a better partner. Yeah, being able to talk every week to you guys about your experiences and what you either wish your partners would have done or things that you're working towards has really, really, really influenced the way that I see my partners.
Well, I hope my check is in the mail. You know, it hasn't really changed my views on relationships. But, you know, obviously, you know, I learned some new things, but my views are pretty much the same. But I learned, you know, I learned more stories to tell. I came in here this shit, you know. But have you, oh, this is a good one. Have you dated or smashed a listener slash guest? Would you and who? You can go first. I don't think we're really be going with the who's.
Yeah, we're not going to go with the who's.
This is all anonymous. I mean, not this. When I tell you there's more than one who, I'm just saying. Have you dated or smashed a listener or a guest?
So there's a running joke that, you know, in order to be on the emotion picture, like you got to...
Is that a joke?
You got, yeah.
It's funny because it's true. What's the joke?
Sick. It's not true. You don't have to sleep or date any of us to be on the show. But it's a preference. I mean, no, I'm just kidding. So to answer that, yes. And would I? Yes. And who?
Okay.
You're not doing that. Yeah.
Well, I know that you did, though. You said on air, so I can say it. You did go out with one of our first producers, 8Bars.
8Bars, yeah. Oh, I got to call
who
him.
Who is on his way to being a super producer.
He is. He's doing, like,
he
I don't even know if
now.
I can say.
Joe Budden.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I can say. Yeah, he's doing a really big project right now. And when we went out on a date, he was in school. And that that was really cool. He sucked as a producer for the show. He was horrible.
Yeah, they a lot of them did. But yeah, we talked about that date on the show. So you guys, I don't know what show it is, but you guys look at that. Me, yeah.
Oh, and you. Yeah, and you know what? It was funny because even at that time, early on in the show, we were pretty polyamorous acting because my date with 8Bars, I actually bought a friend. So yeah.
Yes, I recall that.
Yeah,
but
we
yes,
were.
I have dated slash smash listener and slash guest, and I would. Why wouldn't I? I don't know. Wouldn't make any sense.
We've had some hot guests.
Well, we. First of all, we've had about 80,000 listeners. So I mean. It's not like, you know, there's a very small pool of listeners out there. Like, you know, we sometimes, didn't you, like, meet somebody at a party and you didn't even know he knew what a show?
Yeah, that was in Atlanta. That was weird.
You didn't smash, you know, but that's just we run into people, so we don't know. But, yes, I have, and it's, you know, whatever. All right, next question is, why is the show ending? Will there be any future emotion picture shows?
I'll let you handle that.
Okay. That's what she said. the show is ending because we thought that it would be good to end at a pinnacle.
Why are you talking so carefully?
I wasn't prepared to answer this question. I was going to wait for you to answer the question, but you know, it's been 3 years. It'll be 3 years next week, and we just wanted to stop while we were at you know, the apex. We didn't want to go down, you know, and just, you know, stop doing it when it was whack. And Blog Talk Radio, actually, the format of the site changed. Some of you, you know that when you log into emotionpicture.com, you know, you no longer can get the live show. You know, it's hard for you to get the most recent broadcast. They changed a lot. And, you know, we definitely, if we do another radio show, it definitely will not be on the Blog Talk format. But the Emotion Picture Radio Show, some of you know that this show was supposed to last for a month. This was, it was all in promo of Sha's mixtape, The Breakup, that I did with him. And we started to do it surrounding that. And The Breakup was a love tape. And we wanted to do it around Valentine's Day. So our idea was to do a radio show where Shaz fans can listen and talk to him in regards to those topics and support the project. So, you know, this was nothing that we really planned on doing past March of 2011. 11, right? Yeah, so.
Yeah.
So, you know, So we definitely will be venturing on to visual media. So look out for that. And archives will always be up, right? You have 3 years of shows to check out, right? And we're always here for you. Where is the next Connect the Dots event? That's a good question.
Great
and
question.
I promised that I would announce on the show. Connect the Dots, for those who don't know, it's an event that I created a couple years ago. It's a networking event, and people in our Facebook group, they are definitely very connected to it because they are major supporters of the event. And we did a few in New York City. We did one in Atlanta. And the next Connect the Dots will be where?
In Orlando.
It'll be in Orlando. The Magic City, right? Is that what it is?
I don't know. Yeah, it's magical.
Well, you don't know. Right, okay, so that's what's going to be. We will keep you in tune on when it will be. Everyone's invited. Bring your business cards, bring your flyers,
condoms.
Bring panties, talk about that another time. Bring pennies. Remember the pennies?
Yes.
And, bring a smile or other shit. So if you want to be on the RSVP list for Connect the Dots and you're not in our Facebook group, you can email themotionpicture@gmail.com. Just put CTD in the subject, and we'll make sure we'll keep you in tune, okay? You definitely don't want to miss Connect the Dots, all right? And then May Memorial Day weekend, Jazz and I are going to have our annual birthday weekend jamboree extravaganza jump-off party shit, so it's going to be crazier than last year. So look out for that. Right.
Yes.
So whatever happened to the motion picture dating game reality shows? Where did
it go?
Okay. The reality show, I'm about to throw someone under the bus. The reality show was not our idea, right? The reality show was the idea of one of our listeners, right, and supporters. I'm not going to say his name, but he works actors on the reality show Black Ink on VH1. So he thought that it would be a great idea for a reality show. So we're just a talent as far as that's concerned. So we can't really say what's going on with it, but we do know we got about 10 people across the country who are going to be a part of it. And as soon as everything is organized, I'm sure that those people will be contacted. It's pretty tough to do a TV show before you shoot your pilot. There's a ton of things you have to do. So stay tuned with that. The dating game, what happened with that? For those who don't know, we were supposed to have the most of the dating game. We had no one that wanted to do it. We had like I think one woman, and there were just so many stipulations, and it just never worked out. But we did have the people that you mentioned earlier, they actually dated, and that ended up disastrous. But, you know, Connect the Dots has turned into a dating game or a smashing game. So definitely the emotionpicture@gmail.com. And, you know, but dating game, that would have been a great idea. And maybe we'll bring that back, you know, without the radio show.
Yeah.
Next question. Are you still collecting items for the women's shelter?
Yes. We're always
all year round. We're not on no seasonal Christmas holiday type shit.
No.
Like, you know, whatever we do, we always do it. And there's more than one women's. Yeah, I don't like the women's shelter thing. You know, there's a crisis center. Their homes. But I don't know about shelter per se, but, you know, we definitely are, we have partnerships with a couple of such places, and so all year round. Every time we do a party, we're collecting panties and toiletries for these women who are out of doors. So
cool. Definitely,
if you have panties, email me at theemotionpicture@gmail.com. Next question.
Vic, before we go to the next question, I just want to mention that we are also collecting artwork for a Center Against Domestic Violence. We are
nice.
Taking down the not so attractive posters or the posters that are actually reminders of domestic violence, and we're replacing them with beautiful artwork and poetry. So if you're interested in donating right now we're doing the one in Harlem and also one here in Florida. So if you're interested in donating a piece of artwork or some of your poetry that can be framed and put up, contact us at theemotionpicture@gmail.com or justsittingjasmine@gmail.com.
So we got so much going on, I don't even be knowing stuff.
Okay.
So you mean like those black and white shadowy type pictures with a woman by a phone and she's terrified to touch it?
Like when
we did
our biannual visit, we noticed that, you know, walking from where you pick up your kids in the kids center to, you know, the front door, there were just all of these, call 911 or, don't let this happen again. And, you know, it's just not something that people need to see when they're going through their
healing. It's too dark. It's too dark.
Too dark. Basically. That's right. Okay, so what's the next question?
All right. I can read all the questions now. Okay.
Yes.
Next question is, whatever happened to the X-File guy? Are the X-Files real, or is that shit just for the show? The X-File guy is Seoul Sonic, and that's S-E-O-L, because he is Korean, Seoul Sonic. Those are real.
Yeah.
Those are real. I know him for about 10 years. Those are real stories. I don't know what happened to him. There was a story about some chick, and that's fast I heard. I don't know what's up with him, but... You know, we're going to call him after this show because, he does go through weird shit. And those are the shows or the stories that we could air. There's some crazy stories. And that's the same guy that talked about the gay locker rooms and everything. So if you want to hear more from him, you actually want to go into some of our older shows. You can go to the Gator Show. You can go to the show. What was that show that I was outside for? Just go to some of the shows.
Yeah, even a recent show, it was the pass, getting a pass, I think.
Something about living in the past, whatever. But just listen to the shows. He's on all of them. Trying to convince him to do a show of his own, so we'll see, about that. And let me just say that if you are having any withdrawal, in regards to not hearing our voices on the radio, you still will be hearing Jet Set and Jasmine on the Mile High Club with her guest host, King Ross. So still tune in to the station because you will be hearing jazz.
Yes. We just recorded one.
I think, because we talked about everything on the show twice. Right. So, I mean, now it's time for the grown-up level. Right. So...
All right, I'll take the next one.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you.
In reference to Does Looks Matter, Dating Ugly People show, have any of you ventured outside of your preference, and based on your experience, has your opinion changed?
Does your looks matter, have English outside of your preferences? Well, that should be you, because I was the guy that, accused of not having preferences early. That has not. We know what that's changed for me. That's changed. Only date times. No.
Oh, excuse us.
No, I'm totally joking. They're all dimes to me. They're all dimes.
Oh, please. You and your politically correct answers.
No,
I could do without those every week.
but it's true. Like, you could find, a woman and she may not have A, B, and C. She got 1, 2, 3. Like, oh, shit, 1, 2, 3 is whatever, So, I mean... Ain't nobody physically perfect.
Not true. Well, I was the one who dates ugly, so, I've dated a few handsome...
You like ugly, though.
Yeah, I do. Pretty handsome.
Oh, I see your thing. Okay. You date outside of ugly.
Yeah, I have some what people, salivate over. My opinion doesn't change. It was good. It's fine. I still like Buju Banton, so what?
Yeah, that's like some real dark skin with like two dreads clumped together,
gold
teeth,
yeah,
and a chew stick.
Yes. That's it right there.
Was that on point? The chew stick that I was on point? Okay.
That's the
jizz from Wu-Tang Clan.
Yes.
Okay.
But you know what?
Okay.
But of course, I'm also kind of like you, you know, forget all of those elements. As long as some core essentials are there, as you can see, I can get past looks.
Right. See, with me, what it is that I've had, like, exactly what I wanted physically.
Mm-hmm.
And that experience still wasn't shit to me, you know
yep.
what I'm saying? So
yep.
I was like, well, whatever, because, you know, it's all about what's in, not to be corny, but it is all about what's inside the person.
It is.
Whatnot. So, because I had everything, like, it's when I was online dating, so, you know, the site that I was on, you could choose the exact height, you know what I'm saying? You choose the weight range and the hair strike, all that, and I found it. It was bad. Andrew was bad. Panamanian. But it was a word. It was a bad chemistry. It was a good 30 days, but it was bad chemistry between me and her. Like, you know. So I started really looking for those things, you know, physically. I mean, if I get it, you know, I got it, and that's great. I mean, I do love someone who's universally, you know, pretty. I could take to the you know, BET Awards and everything, but
mm-hmm.
that's not what's most important.
Absolutely.
The ladies
definitely
are
definitely open to beautiful people, which means way more than looks. So, Vic, these questions are directed just to you.
Just to me. What about
yep.
Sha? Can I answer some of Sha's questions?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Because Sha is not here.
Yeah, we
so,
have to.
All right.
We
so,
address the family.
We've been deprived of the questions sent in for each other, so I have not gotten a chance to prepare or study or make up lies. So,
Are you ready?
I am ready.
We should go to a break soon.
At least in a couple minutes, we're going to a break. What's the first question?
Okay. What's up with dirty hearts?
Okay. Good question that I've been dealing with. What's up with dirty hearts for the past week, actually. Dirty Hearts is, for those who don't know, it is a web series that I have been producing and directing for the past couple of years. We shot a couple of episodes a couple of weeks ago. I decided today, actually, that we are going to set up our premiere of the first episode in late March. So
okay.
That's, you know, I decided today that
that's
we're gonna
very exciting.
We're gonna go ahead and 'cause that's already in the can, that's already done, so we're gonna do that. We have a caller. Now,
Yo.
Is that Sha?
Yeah, what's good?
Sha. Okay, cool. What up?
Can you hear me?
I thought you were here
what's
early.
What's going on? Yeah, I was waiting.
I answered some questions for you earlier, how you were answering them. So.
Oh, for real? What was
they
it?
They asked what your status was. I like Sha Simba single. Sure, I may not be.
Was that right?
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Always.
So one question they asked you is, are you still making music?
I don't know, man. I mean, I've recorded two songs last year.
Are you serious? That, like, literally two songs last year?
Yeah, literally two songs. Like, it took me a while to, like, write a couple of records that I'm at a point right now, like, you know, when we was doing stuff, I think we were, like, kind of chasing, I don't want to say success, but, you know, everything was to get hotter, to get buzz. Everything had a different kind of purpose. I think if I come back and do it again, it's going to be for a reason, like something outside of myself. So, you know, everything I'm writing right now has a purpose. So if it happens, it'll be on a different scale.
So damn, all them other albums I bought didn't have a purpose? I want my money back.
No, they had a purpose, but I think I'm at a different place where mm-hmm. I feel like I want to say more, you know, not just talk about myself all the time and, you know, just reach a different level of consciousness with the music. That's all.
Sounds good. Can't wait to hear.
Yeah.
I heard the joint you Torrey and Sky Zoo on Sky Zoo's album, Ode to Reasonable Doubt.
Right.
That actually, I enjoyed it. I don't know why, but I really enjoyed that CD by Sky Zoo.
Oh, yeah? I don't know.
I don't got Sky Zoo's information. You know, Sky Zoo's a fucking shit. I hit up Tor. Let Tor know. I liked his verse. I think he actually kind of killed y'all. But
you said Tor had details on that?
Huh? Tor went kind of hard and shit.
You don't get what I be talking about, man. You don't get it, to be honest.
I was like, yeah, I know Shy. So and you went last and shit.
Exactly.
So, you know what the whole thing too is that y'all did the for all y'all who don't know what we're talking about, this YouTube, Sky Zoo, what's it called? Think That You Can Hang?
No. Don't YouTube that. You ask yourselves right now if you hear anybody say lines like, I make fans scream, amen. Young boys want to be men. Ladies pray for my semen. Haters think I'm a demon.
Did you ask anybody?
No, what it was
is that I was comparing it to Cashmere to the Jay-Z joint to, you know, so.
But more importantly, the people want to know.
Sorry.
The people want to know.
Do that.
More importantly, Vic, the next question for you is, and this came from the Facebook group, how big is Vic's dick?
Wow.
That's what these fools are asking.
That's crazy.
Yo, why Shy got, you still making music, and I get that.
Because they already know about Shy, maybe.
Okay. So is this my initiation?
Nobody knows anything. I
love you right back, whoever asked you that question. But, wow, okay. How do you answer a question like that? I mean, as big as you imagine it is, I guess.
Nah, you say what it is, man.
Throw out those numbers out here.
He said he's gonna inbox you. But you got to make yourself known.
It's probably slightly bigger than you think, most likely. It could be as big as you imagine it to be.
Next.
emotionpicture@gmail.com.
Let's see. Okay.
That's
this one came
crazy.
From Twitter, Vic. Would you ever date a chick who you knew your boy smashed and made
why
a
sex tape with? First of all, why do I get two in a row?
But
we didn't ask you shit yet. We didn't ask you nothing yet. And why is all my shit, all this outlandish shit? What is it? A sex tape?
Because you be too politically correct in past shows,
would
they want to know.
A chick who knew your boy,
smashed my boy
and did a tape with?
Yes. This sounds like this person knows the answer to the question. Mm.
It sounds like they know it. I know the answer. But, I mean, it's whatever. Like, we answered it earlier. It's like, we don't get caught up in those type of things. You know what I'm saying? Now, if it's someone that my boy was in love with as he made the tape is one thing, but
honeymoon tape.
Like we grown. Like, I was born in 77. Like, so it's whatever.
Okay.
I don't care about that. Yeah, I mean, I talked to my boy first. Like, yo, how you feel about ABNC? You know, I wouldn't ask you tape or nothing like that. But whatever.
Okay. Well, those are the questions for you.
So what was, I'm not asking you that. Okay, here you go. What is your phrase? No, I asked you that. What was your best and worst fantasy flight?
Okay, so fantasy flights are the parties that I host all around the country and helping people explore their sexuality, and that are just plain fun. My best fantasy flight, wow. Guys, it's really hard. I've had so many. But I probably can tell you the worst. The worst one was this party I did down in St. Petersburg, Florida. And the women, like, they thought they knew the answers to everything, and they were just wrong, and they were anatomically incorrect about everything, and people's ponytails were falling off, and the bride got drunk. She got so drunk we couldn't even finish the party. She, like, passed out in the room. It was just a lot of mess. But one of my favorites actually may be, now that I'm thinking about it, the one that we did for the Swingers, the Phil Verone Swingers shoot for Vivid Entertainment. And that was fun because it was my first time ever being to a Swingers party and being able to host it and it being videotaped at the same time. It was just a lot of excitement. Yeah. And then actually,
where can we see that?
If you go to Vivid, vividentertainment.com, it's there under the American Swing, the Tampa Bay Phil Verone series. So you
were able to pop off with this show, Hard Body, like this show.
I mean, this show was about Jah's album, and I was supposed to be on it for one day, but I took the opportunity and ran with
it. Was it one day?
That's crazy, though.
Like you take a guest and you hang them by the ankles and shake their pockets. What's up? All right, so next question for you. And put the phone down after I ask this. What is your favorite position? You know, the one that makes you get all wet and come like a mad woman. It's from the Facebook group. I'm going to read it again. What's your favorite position? You know, the one that makes you get all wet and come like a mad woman.
Like a mad woman. Whoa.
Man.
Damn.
Does a position do that? Does one position do that? Or is that, doesn't that take a person or...
Yeah, I mean, for me to come like a mad woman, in those words exactly, there's got to be a lot going on there. But to answer a favorite position, lately, nowadays, favorite position is like a scissor position. Yeah, that's probably.
Can you explain that?
Yeah, I guess I can try. Kind of like if I'm laying on my side and so is he, and we're, like, just kind of think of a scissor. You know, where I'll draw it out for you and post it. But it's kind of a side
for me.
Well, because my clit is being stimulated at the same time as this penetration is happening. Well, I'm trying to answer the people's question, and it really does. It's very effective. You should try it. So you just kind of angle your body sideways, and it's great.
I just want people to know they didn't know what a scissor was.
Yeah.
Well, next question for Shah is what type of woman are you into? Size, age, and ethnicity. I'm into white right now, by the way.
No, those are the categories?
What? What's wrong?
I'm
not into white. But anyway, what type of woman are you into? Size, age, and ethnicity. Shah.
I'm all about intelligence, but, I don't really...
You don't do no 8 pounds, no 8-pounders.
I like room for error, you know, and that means that.
My room for error, Sean, means that you have to be small enough. Yeah, you can add a little bit of pounds, you still be all right.
Correct. That means you can put a baby in, and I'm not going crazy.
So you like you're like a real tall, like 6 feet tall, slim John.
No.
No, you don't like
tall. I don't do all that tall. I don't need nobody.
6 feet.
Yeah, but still, eye to eye and heels, nah, I need to be I need to be a domineering man.
That may be a show, but you like them tall, though.
No.
Okay.
I mean, you know, so I don't discriminate, but I ain't going to, that's not the preference to take home is tall, nah. But I love my black women, man, I ain't going to lie to you.
I like them tall.
Yeah,
I know you like them tall.
Yo, what about age, Sha?
You know what? I need them to catch my jokes, and my jokes come from my era. So if they haven't seen certain movies, you know, I need them to be close to my age, man.
Okay.
I'm around these young girls every day. So it's pretty tough out here in these streets, man.
I don't know what that.
Shah's let me read some of the text messages that he's gotten before from, you know, some random young chick.
Yeah.
And I feel you struggle
with Shah. Yeah, the one that spelled everything crazy with the emoticons.
Yeah.
Point.
That's
making point for an I and shit. That's a three for the E.
I can't do it, man. So they don't know the difference between two and two, man. It's bad out here, man.
I mean, I know the difference between two and two myself, but I'd be like, man, fuck that. I'm tired of spelling separate properly and shit. I'm tired of a lot of this shit. Opportunities, I'm tired of these words, man. That's what you young girls. Not like that, though. Not like that.
I know how you do, Vic.
Come, hey, man, look, man.
Yo, I think, Vic, I think everything I just said, you might be the like, polar opposite.
Oh, so I like tall young white girls? Are you trying to tell me?
Yo, nah, not tall.
Oh, there's a nasty rumor out there.
You take some girth.
There's a nasty rumor out there that I prefer big girl. Like, I don't know where that came from. I don't know what
this
came
show.
From.
It's not a bad thing. It's not a bad
it's not,
thing.
But it's not true. What about the movie girl? Sha?
Yeah, you keep going back
I'm
to
just,
her,
what about
man.
That, though? What about that? That was a
hot
point. What about that? The one from the Bronx? Come on, don't have me pull out
no, I
all
give
these
you
dark
that.
Memories.
I give you that. But I just know that when it comes to thickness, you know,
I don't mind.
Hey, Sean, like since you weren't on earlier, let me before we get off the air, what was your favorite show? Your favorite motion picture show?
Oh man, that's tough.
We got a show.
I don't know that. Yeah, I can't remember. I mean, it had to be one where I learned.
I mean, one
a lot.
That you were on.
Jazz, why did you bring that question back up when we know we answered it correctly the first time around?
What did y'all say? What did y'all say?
We got a show.
That's pretty funny. I like that.
Well, we have time for one more question, and from the Facebook group, and for all of us, would you ever consider starring in a listener fantasy flight request? And you know, it's funny, well, of course you, because you're the hostess, the mistress and everything, but people don't know that I actually was supposed to be the first fantasy request dude. When you first talked about doing it, the whole fantasy stuff, I think it was tamer, though. It was like a dude cooking for them, stealing boxes or something like that. That was me, though. But nah, you know, and they don't know that, you know, I don't have as much years in as King, but I also do the sensual massage, and I had the opportunity to do it with our listener and group member Tawana, who has the boutique.
Miss Sassy Boutiques. Mhm.
Yes, the boutique. Yes. Soul Sonic and I, we did a workshop, and then I did the. I can't really call it massage, actually. But sensual touch. So, yeah. So
see, but Vic don't
want
to be doing the things that I need him to do. He don't even want
to
answer the
questions.
I'm rated
R to NC-7. I'm 1X. I'm 1X.
But you know I would always have you I would definitely have you for some of our more, you know, lighter fantasy flights.
So when a bride don't want to send her soul, don't give me a call.
Yes. Yes. Okay. The one that still wants to wear white for the wedding,
Wow.
Those are few and far between, though.
I'm not ashamed of my good character, but I definitely, I'm MC-17, rated R, not yet rated. I got that for you.
I got you.
2X.
So we got, that's the answer from you. We know that you'll participate in listeners' fantasy requests. How about you, Shaw?
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah,
let's do it.
Okay, I'll set up a line for
you. I don't know what it is, but I'll do
it. You with it, though, right?
Yeah, let's do it.
You know me, I'm going to make some money. Okay.
You know, I'm getting messages on the chat talking about I'm a chubby chaser. I'm gonna need y'all
But that's not bad,
though.
Tell
the world it's not the case, man.
But that's not a bad thing. Like, there's a lot of thick girls out there.
I'll bring them out, son. Just because you see me with two of them, and how many, and what? What about Florida?
Look, man. Anybody
I'm just saying,
can.
My ratio of thin, and not that anything's wrong with that, but my ratio from thin to big is like 3-1. Don't try to play me out shit.
I'm not trying to play you. I think it's admirable. You know what I mean? I like them too, man. I like them too. I just don't wife them.
Anyway, so the next, anyway, you're not even going to go there. So next show will be our last show, PVS, Post Valentine Syndrome Part 2. Thanks for riding with me, us. And if you are a Slim John that has ridden the don't know, the Vic Acosta. Please do call in. I had no time to think of nothing that made sense.
I just need y'all to
call 323-657-1479. Please.
Do that.
Please call back.
I can't go out in the last show like this.
Nah, that's not a bad thing, brother.
But make way for the big girls, as I say. If you're a big girl, salute to you. And you can still email me at emotionpicture.com.
No doubt.
Any last questions?
We're out.
All right.
I'm done with this shit.
All right.
Oh, wait, no, we're doing it.
I'm going to go scissor position. Bye.
I'm tired of these motherfuckers.
Bye.
That's what we call it. And God for the thugs, too. When it rolls, yeah.
Pop the sunshine in. Work your wood grain. Get some twinkies in. Get you glass. Coke in the hand. It's like alright. Throw in the wind. Put the low in the wind.
Ass nigga, collar green neck bone, eating ass nigga. Always wearing my jeans baggy sack. You know Florida, Georgia, side Cadillac. Rolled up in the spam and sandwich up. Sugar water, egg, mayonnaise sandwich. Share the room with my four more brothers. For one homeborn, want no more cover. A little bad motherfucker. Always wrong and always in trouble. None of my teachers ain't like me. Make it so bad, pro hands said more like me. You rolled up the way I did. You got to understand, trick love the kids.
Get you.